This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Today we are going to continue going over the Don't Say Gay bill. This is a bill that is actually the parental rights bill, but opponents have called it the Don't Say Gay bill. And in fact, there have been some, including our governor, who have said they probably haven't read the bill, or at least if they have read the bill, they're purposely deceiving people, because the bill does not say that you shouldn't say gay. What the bill does do is it says that parents should have the right to educate their children. And in fact, we'll actually read some of the text of the bill, and we'll also apply biblical principles. We'll look at what the Bible has to say, and we've heard a lot in the last 2 years. Listen to the science. The science is pretty clear on this, on these issues, on gender issues. The science is actually very clear. But in certain areas, we're told to listen to the science, but then in other areas where the science doesn't conform with the popular view, and when I say popular view, that's in quotes, but you might say the woke view that a man can become a woman or a woman can become a man, because science doesn't actually uphold that and doesn't confirm that, then we're told, well, they just actually ignore science on those types of things. But from the actual text of the bill, this is what we'll see here. First we'll just read a summary of the bill from the Florida Senate website, and this is summarizing the House bill. So it's actually probably the House summary. But it's the parental rights in education requires school districts to adopt procedures that can comport with certain provisions of law for notifying students' parents of specific information, requiring such procedures be to reinforce fundamental rights of parents to make decisions regarding upbringing and control of their children, prohibits school districts from adopting procedures or student support forms that prohibit school districts' personnel from notifying parents that specified information or that encourage students to withhold from parents such information, prohibits school district personnel from discouraging or prohibiting parental notification and involvement in critical decisions affecting students' mental, emotional, or physical well-being, prohibits classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity at certain grade levels, requires school districts to notify parents of healthcare services, authorizes parents to bring action against school districts to obtain declaratory judgment, provides for additional awards of injunctive relief, damages and reasonable attorney fees and court costs to certain parents. The actual text of the language that discusses what the opponents have actually talked about is Don't Say Gay bill is actually this. A school district may not encourage classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity in primary grade levels or in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students. So in other words, schools are prohibited from telling students that are in sixth grade or below that a boy can become a girl or a girl can become a boy, and maybe you should explore this. And so we're going to apply the Bible to this. And you might say, well, why would we actually talk about something like this in church? Because the Bible covers and is applied and should be applied not just to your personal life, but also to your family, to your church, to your city, your state, your federal government, to the school district, especially to what you're teaching your children, especially when God shows so much that children should be trained in the fear and admonition of the Lord. So we're going to apply biblical principles to this topic, and we're going to actually look at this topic today. And when we do, we're going to look at the Bible. As we've gone over in our previous two sermons on this, we actually talked about how we define truth and what we're going to use to define truth. And really, truth is in the Bible. It's in God's Word. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello. This is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Prior to Jesus' ministry, He was filled with the Holy Spirit. After He fasted and prayed 40 days and nights, Jesus left His temptation filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter said that the gift of the Holy Spirit is available to those He spoke to, their children, and all who were far off. This means that you too can cry out to God to be saved and ask Him to fill you with His Holy Spirit. Cry out to Him today. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. I know, hey, it's been a long week. A lot has happened, but we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology problems. Remember, it doesn't have to be about computers. It can be about really anything that is computer related, and we can help you. We do have both the Facebook and YouTube videos going on right now, and you can actually head over there. And you can watch those also. You know, if you're not available to watch right now, that's fine. You can watch it later at your convenience. And you know, you might want to even share it with your friends so that they can learn. Or, you know, maybe you want to keep all this. Well, you know, I think technology is not necessarily something that you want to keep to yourself. If you have friends and they know you know it, let me tell you something.
You either need to be feeding them the information so that they can teach and so that they can learn, or they're going to be calling you and saying, hey, can you come over and fix this for me? And of course, you know, you could say, well, you know, I do know someone, I know a Master PC does help people out that way. But, you know, anyway, you might want to just share it with them so that they can have this information in there so that they know as well. And, you know, you don't have to hoard all the technology information out there. We don't hoard it. We let you know we're here to educate and to share this information with you so that you can know, so that you can have your, you know, we want you to know, how to protect yourself, how to protect your computer, how to protect your, you know, whether that's your own computer, at your home, whether you have a home office, whether you have a small business, whether you even have, you know, you might even have multiple sites, you know, or other people that are remoting into your network. You know, how do you protect them? What steps do you take to protect them? And so we'll talk a little bit about that today. And of course, we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems. One of the things that we continue to see on a regular basis is these emails that come that say, you've been, you know, your XYZ service has been renewed at $299 or $399. And I'm not talking about $2.99. I'm talking about $299 or $399 or $499, sometimes even more. And what they're looking for is they're looking for you to be concerned that you are being charged for a service you didn't subscribe to. And then they're looking for you to be so concerned that you call the number on the email because you believe that you're actually speaking with someone who accidentally charged you for a service that you didn't subscribe to, not realizing that this is a scam. It's a setup. They're hoping that you'll call. And when you do call, if you do call, hopefully you won't call. Hopefully you listen to this show and you'll learn something from this. But, you know, I know that there are people that listen to this show that still call because I know because you bring your computers into a Faster PC afterward for us to make sure. And, you know, your bank requires you to do this so that you can make sure that the hackers aren't still in your computer because the hackers, you know, quite often what happens, people call up the number and the hackers or scammers say, well, you know, I'm so sorry. We need to refund you. We'll refund you the money. We need to get into your computer to help you do this. So when they get into your computer, they get into your bank account. Well, what do they have when they have your bank account? They have your bank's username and your password. Well, how would they get that? Well, you would either give it to them or let me tell you, we've shown this here on the show. If you have saved passwords in your browser, guess what? You're not the only one that can see those. They'll be able to see those as well, and they'll be able to get into your you know, what they do typically is they get into your bank account. They say, okay, we're going to refund the money. They refund a much larger amount, or what actually looks. They show you what looks like they're refunding a much larger amount, and then what happens is they say, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, man, I made a big mistake. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get fired here. If you don't help me out, I need you to go to the bank and take some money out and put it into another account. Or I need you to go to the store and buy a gift card so that we can actually help, you know, that we can offset this so that I don't get fired. And, you know, some of the people that the red flag shoots up and they realize, hey, this is a scam. I don't, you know, I need to get rid of this. I need to go ahead and just cancel this phone call. By the way, once you answer the call or you call, you know, if they call you and you answer the phone or if you call them, they will be calling you repetitively, insistently They'll continue to call and continue to call. And if you block their number, they'll call from a different number. And if you block that number, they'll call from a different number. Because they know you talked to them once. They know you're, you know, before you called them or you answered the phone, if they called you, they didn't even know whether you really existed or not or whether you would respond. They didn't know if you would actually get the email or if you would answer the call. Once you do, they know you exist and they're going to go after you because you mean money to them. And what do I mean by money? Well, let me tell you something. The threats that are there, the money that is being generated by these scammers, those that are doing the crypto locker infections, those that are doing these scams, that money, believe it or not, is actually greater worldwide than the drug trade. So if you look at all the illegal drug trade throughout the world, cyber threats cost more money than all the drug money throughout the world. So this is huge. And the chances of prosecution, let me tell you, they have a better chance of being winning the lottery, even though they may not have a lottery in their country, or getting struck by lightning than they do of getting caught and prosecuted in the country that they're operating in. So certainly if they were operating in the United States, it would be very, they would be caught, they would be put in jail, and they would, nothing would happen to them. It's kind of like this. You know, there are a lot of you listening that wouldn't ever think of robbing a bank because you have morals and ethics. I know many of you fear God and want to please Him and don't want to actually do anything that would violate His commandments. But you know what? There are some people that don't rob banks because they know they'll get caught. They don't have the same morals that you have. They just know they'll get caught. But you know what? If you're a scammer, if you're a cyber hacker, one of the people out there that are spreading these cyber threats, if you're out there and you're trying to hack into someone's computer, if you're trying to encrypt their data and hold their data ransom, you're operating in a country where they're not going to do anything to you. You know, the countries are either not going to police this, they're not going to enforce the law, or they don't have any laws, or the officials are actually receiving part of the money and in exchange for not prosecuting. So this is what you're up against. You're up against people that don't have morals. Of course, you don't know whether they have morals or not, but really, I mean, here's the thing. Not everyone can be trusted. Not everyone has the same morals and ethics that you have. And you don't want to make that call. You don't want to let them into your computer. Only let someone that you know and trust into your computer. When our customers call us up and they ask us for remote support, they know us. They can call us. They can talk to us. You can even come into our store and talk to us and shake our hands. You can know who we are. And of course, you've listened to us on the radio here. When you're calling someone that's a scammer, you don't know who they are. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. We still, what's that?
We're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Crazy. Crazy. Oh, boy. Sorry about that. Lost track of time there. I say something's not working here. It's you that's not working. Hey, that happens sometimes. We're back. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems. And, we'll do that. And hopefully I'll stay on track the rest of the show here. Just got a lot going on here, and, you know, we're trying to help educate you on how you can be
you can be safe and not fall for these scams. And of course, you know, if you do fall for one of these scams, we're here to help. We're here to help you clean up the mess and make sure that the hackers and scammers aren't in your computer. You know, sometimes what they're going to do, they're going to install remote support software, and that's going to give them access to your computer. And really what you want to do is you want to get that software off of your computer as quickly as possible before they do something that renders your computer inoperable. You see, one of the things that some of the scammers will do is there's a way to add a password. Now, you know, we all know that there are Windows passwords. So when you boot up the computer and you turn on the computer, you get into Windows, you have a password. Many people have a password that they type or a PIN that they type to log in. That's the normal password, but there is a way of configuring the system so that it comes up with a password box prior to even getting to the Windows page, Windows login page. And, you know, I know there's also BIOS passwords, which, you know, happen right when you first turn the computer on. I'm not referring to a BIOS password. This actually is a change to the operating system that requires a box that comes up that says your computer is locked. Press, you know, type in the password to unlock it. This is before you actually get to the Windows start page. So what happens is when you get to that start page, you know, when you get to that session, that screen, you've got to know the password. Well, you didn't add it. The hackers or scammers added it. And we've seen this happen to customers' computers. And let me tell you something, there used to be a way to actually, and what they're doing is they're actually modifying the registry. The registry is a hierarchical database of every piece of hardware on your computer, every software program you have installed, every app you have installed, and every setting that you have in your system. And you can change all kinds of things in the registry. By the way, it's not something that the average user should actually be in the registry doing something, because you can actually render your computer inoperable getting into the registry. But, you know, people that know what they're doing can do certain things, and hackers and scammers can do certain things. And so what they're actually doing is they're actually changing some keys in the registry to add encryption so that this password box comes up, so that you actually have to type in a password before you can actually even get to the login screen, your normal login screen, to enter your normal password or your PIN. So this is something that's added. Well, Microsoft used to back up the registry, and we were able in cases to recover the computer, to recover that system, and to bring the system back online so that we could actually restore a backup of the registry to prior to when the hackers or scammers did the work that they did to add this extra password. We were actually able to add that in to recover the registry so that everything comes back up. And when we were able to do that, you know, we were able to get right back in the Windows where everything works just like it did before. Well, Microsoft, in their infinite wisdom, to make, you know, to save a little bit of room on the hard drive, they stopped backing up the registry. And so, you know, this is something that what happens now is with the newer versions of Windows 10 or with Windows 11, Microsoft no longer backs up the registry. So what happens if something like this occurs, then we actually can't get you back into your system unless some changes have been made so that your registry backs up, which, you know, are you going to make those changes? Probably not. So, you know, are you going to know to make those changes? You know, Faster PC could make those changes for you just to provide you some extra level of protection. But really what you want to do is to keep the hackers and scammers out of your system. Don't call the number. Don't. And if you do, you want to get them out of your system as quickly as possible. And really the best thing to do, even while they're on the phone, disconnect from the internet. If you're connected to the internet with an Ethernet cable, a Cat 5 cable, I'll show one on the screen here. So let me get a larger screen. So this is an Ethernet cable, and what we're looking at here is, and I'll verbally describe this also for those listening on the radio. So what this is actually just a it kind of looks like a phone cable, but it has more pins. It has 8 pins instead of 2 or 4, and it's bigger. And if that's the way you're connected to the internet, just disconnect that from your computer. If you have a laptop, most likely you have an airplane mode or a button on your laptop. You might even want to look at it ahead of time just to make sure, so you're familiarizing yourself with it. I'm not going to press that button on my computer right now because that would disconnect me from the internet, which would disconnect me from the show, from the stream, and also from the studios. That would even be worse than not talking when I'm supposed to talk. You can press that button. That'll disconnect you from the internet. You can also go down here in the lower right-hand corner, click on the arrow if you don't see the wireless symbol. If you see the wireless symbol over here, just click on it. Click on the wireless symbol, and you have some options here. And you see how Wi-Fi is lit up blue. Now, if I were to hover over that, I'm not even going to hover over that just in case I would click it, because if I click it, it's going to disconnect me from the internet. And again, that would be a bad thing while I'm doing a live show. But if I hover over that and click, it's going to turn that to gray, which would disconnect my computer from the internet. So if you have one of these people in your system, that would be one thing to do. Disconnect from the internet real quick. Shut down your computer. If you know how to get them out of your system, go ahead and do that. If you don't, well, a Faster PC can help. We do help many of our customers. We have a computer that came in just yesterday. Same thing. The customer, received an email. He called the number. He let the people in. And we're cleaning up the mess. And we do this for our customers on a regular basis. And of course, what we're trying to do here is educate you so that you don't call the number, so that you don't click on the link on the email, so that you don't open the attachment. We have customers all the time that get these emails that have an attachment. One customer told me, I tried to open it, but it didn't open. It said it was FedEx and we were waiting for a package and they couldn't find me. I needed there was an attachment that had information about this package. Let me tell you, FedEx knows where you are. They have a very good tracking system and they know how to tell their drivers how to get there. And probably their drivers, if it's your normal driver, he probably knows your house by if you get things on a regular basis, he knows how to get there. He could probably, be kind of like that. I don't know if you saw about the Amish guy that was passed out in his buggy, drunk, and the horse knew how to get home. So his vehicle probably knows how to get to your house. He could probably, I'm just joking here, but he could probably stop, fall asleep and his truck would get there. Again, just joking on that, but they are going to know how to get to your house. You don't need to open any attachments. If you have a certain provider out there that you receive emails from that have attachments, only open the ones that you're expecting. If you're not expecting one, and in fact, if you're not quite sure whether it's legitimate, just give them a call. Call them up. Did you send me this? They can help you. They can answer that question. We have customers that actually call us up and say, "Hey, listen, did did you, can you check this out? Do we subscribe? You know, we have customers, they don't know what they subscribe to. You know, they're like, hey, is this the new security system that you put in? And, you know, they show me an invoice for $399 or $499 from McAfee or from Norton. And you know, I look at it and I no, you're not using that. That's a scam. Don't click it. Don't call it. So, you know, we help them avoid those issues because, you know, you let these scammers, especially if you have a network. Boy, if you were doing this at work and you have other computers on your network, maybe a server, maybe, you know, if they can get into your computer and they can get into other people's computers, that's an issue. You know, we deal with issues. In fact, we have one particular client that their router is not forwarding any ports to any computer on the network. We have closed all of that down, and they still have, in the middle of the night, someone is trying to connect into their computers. And they don't think it's a problem. I mean, we've shown them this. We've said, hey, this needs to be taken care of. They're like, hey, you know what? Nothing's happening. It's not really an issue. That was probably me. I said, at 3 a.m, you were trying to log into your computer and couldn't remember your password at 3 a.m. I don't think that's, you know, I mean, this is happening all night long. It's happening all day long. It's happening all night long. You know, I could see someone forgetting their password a few times, you know, logging in, you know, maybe a few times in 5 minutes, you know, but repetitively throughout the day, you know, every hour, a few times, you know, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times trying to log into your computer and not remembering the password every hour of the day. And then every hour of the night, you know, so there are threats that are out there, and you don't want to be the one that clicks on that link to actually let someone in. By the way, one of the things that we can do for you, if you are a business, if you're a nonprofit, if you're a ministry, if you're even a government agency, we do have a new compliance service where we can help train your employees and provide policies on what should be done and shouldn't be done, and also provide training, including phishing simulation, so that the people that use the computers, you know, we could do this even for individuals out there. If you wanted to just have, you know, let me just see whether I can learn about this and learn and see whether I can protect myself and where I can learn and see whether, you know, I can learn to not click on an email that's not a good email. And what happens with these phishing simulations is when you click on them, thankfully, if it's a really a phishing simulation, what happens is you actually are going to get the email, and you're going to get a notification that you fell for something, and that notifies you. And of course, if you do this in a business environment, maybe an employee clicks on it. Well, that employee needs some training, so that, you know, because you don't want it. You know, if you're doing this on your own computer, it's really bad. If you're doing it on a business computer where there's other computers involved, maybe a server, maybe you have customers' data, that's hugely bad. That's exorbitantly worse than doing it on a private computer that's isolated, that's not attached to any other computers. We can help, and we can help you clean up the mess if you have fallen for this. But we can also help you prevent this as well. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered, or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions.
so ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. We are back for the final segment of today's show. As we just said, hey, you know, if you have questions, don't be shy. You know, even if you are shy, I won't laugh. Cliff won't laugh. We're not going to make fun of you. But if you really don't want to be on the radio, you can type your question into the comment section of the Facebook or YouTube video. And we're checking those comments on a regular basis here, just to make sure that we know, you know, what's going on there, and we can answer those questions. And of course, again, if you're not able to watch the videos right now, but you want to watch it, maybe you missed part of it, or you want to hear another part of it, you can actually do that over there. Now, one of the things that
that, you know, is key, you know, to protecting yourself. One of the big things that happens right now is that a lot of these threats are not caught by your antivirus programs. They're doing really a very, very poor job of catching threats. In fact, one of the cybersecurity trainings that I just recently did, this firm, which actually analyzes threats, they've actually found threats in the wild. The vast majority of the threats were not detected. They actually take these threats and put them on computers with, let's say, Microsoft Defender or Malwarebytes or Norton Antivirus or Kaspersky or any of the other ones out there. And less than 50% of the threats were caught by any of the protection softwares out there. So really, you know, protecting your computer, protecting if you have more than one computer, maybe it's a home network, you know, you have a computer, your spouse has a computer, or maybe your kids have a computer, maybe you have a few computers in your home, or maybe it's a home office or it's a business, you know, where there's a few computers or maybe many computers and a server, you know, and so on and so forth. The more computers, the bigger the chance that your customers are going to be compromised. So really, the human aspect of this can't be overemphasized. How important it is for you to protect your own equipment, and if there are other people involved, to make sure that they understand how important it is to protect their own equipment as well. But, you know, as many times as we say this, sometimes it just seems to go in one ear and out the other. You know, people still have questions. They still aren't quite sure. And again, we have customers that do call us that do say, hey, how is this a legitimate email? And we can look at it. First of all, we know because we know what services they have, whether, you know, and if you're new and we don't really know what services you have, we can check it out. I mean, we had a customer yesterday that we've been providing their IT support for years and years and years and years. It's a homeowners association office. And they received an email this past week. And the email said it was from Microsoft. And the links all looked good. I looked at the links. They all looked good. They all pointed to Microsoft. And I scanned their systems. I didn't find anything, but you know, we're going to be watching. We're going to be checking that their system, and you know, we're taking precautions and making sure that their systems are, that their data is backed up, and that they're protected, because you can't be too safe, because I mean this. This particular email claimed to be from Microsoft, claimed to be a monthly fee for something that they subscribe to. I went to log into their Microsoft account and did not see that product in their Microsoft account. In fact, I went to the URL that was listed, which again was a Microsoft URL. And when I went to log in, it specifically would not allow that account to log in because that account didn't exist. The account tied to that email address didn't actually exist on Microsoft system. So, sometimes it takes a little bit of investigation to know, because we don't know what would happen if someone actually did go and subscribe to something, without my knowledge, without our knowledge here at a Faster PC. You know, customers certainly sometimes do things on their own, and you know, but we're able to log in and check that out. But doing the, you know, having some training, having some, even listening to this show and learning from this show, learning how you can actually check whether an email is legitimate. And one of the things that we are going to be doing I've mentioned this a few weeks ago when we had a customer that called up that was having an issue with his email. We're actually going to be creating accounts at various email providers and then signing up for services, signing up for email blast, so that we can actually and hopefully those email addresses will be able even to get some scam emails coming into those email addresses. Those of you that have scam emails, if you know how you got them, how you got on that list, maybe you can let us know. I'm sure it just takes some time before, you know, someone out there, you know, that you're on their list, their system is hacked and your email is seen from that, or maybe your email is on the dark web. That, by the way, you know, we can do dark web searches for you as well. We can do these for our clients out there, and we can help you, you know, see. I mean, you'd be surprised. Some of you would be surprised if you saw what is on the dark web about you and about your email address, about your domain. If you have a website, you know, you might be surprised at some of the information that is freely and readily available out there about you and about your organization. But once your email address gets on the dark web, well, it's just a matter of time before hackers and scammers are going to start sending you emails. So we're going to actually sign up for some of these services, some of these email accounts, and we're going to get some real examples so we can actually show you on this show in future weeks. We'll be able to show you how you can go in, how you can check and see whether an email is legitimate or not, how it's, and by the way, you know, I get scam emails also, you know, so getting the email isn't necessarily a bad, you know, something that you did wrong. You know, it could be, but chances are your email address was compromised, you know, in a hack. Maybe you subscribe to, you know, you're on an email list from a company that was hacked into, and your email address was exposed. Well, you know, those types of things can happen. I get, like I said, I get scam emails. I probably get more scam emails than you get because I have a lot more email addresses than you have. But in the future weeks, we'll actually be able to show you this, you know, how you can actually go in and look at the emails, verify whether this is legitimate, whether the links go to the website that they claim to go to, or whether they go to another website, whether you should open the attachment or not. You know, attachments, I can tell you, attachments and links, they're very dangerous. And this is something that you're going to see on a regular basis. You're going to see situations where there are your friends, you know, that you trust, that you know and trust, that you know wouldn't try to infect you, or wouldn't try to scam you, or wouldn't try to rip you off in any way, or do anything that would hurt you. Your friends, their accounts are going to be compromised, and you're going to actually receive notifications that look like it's coming from your friend, and it may even be from their account, but their account was hacked into. They had, you know, maybe their username and password was compromised, and someone, you know, because how would that happen? Well, you know, if you let hackers and scammers into your computer, and you save the username and password in your browser, that could happen. If you use the same username and password at multiple sites, and one of those sites is hacked into, guess what? We've said this before. Those hackers are going to be checking that same username and password at many other sites. They'll be going to Facebook. They'll be going to other websites and seeing if they can log in. If they can log in, they'll start sending your friends messages. And this is how it happens. And you start seeing, you know, so clicking on links, opening up attachments, even when it's from someone that you know, can be dangerous. You really want to know that this is legitimate. And if you're not sure, you know, pick up the phone, reach out and touch someone. The old Bell South. Was that Bell South back then? You know, reach out and touch someone. You know, do it the old-fashioned way. Pick up the phone, call people, see, is this legitimate? Is this something that you sent me? And, you know, just make sure that this is legitimate, that this is something that, you know, because, I mean, we had a business customer that their email was hacked. Their customers started receiving emails that said they were from them, that said it was invoices. Well, guess what happened to their customers that opened up the email attachments? And they would you would expect to receive any. I mean, these were customers of this company. They send out emails. So, you know, this is why it's so important, whether it's your individual account or a corporate account, a business account, a ministry account, you know, it's very important to protect yourself, to protect your information, to make sure that you're protecting, you know, your accounts. Use complex passwords. Use different passwords at different websites. You know, one of the things that we can help you with is, you know, if you can't remember your password, we can either build an Excel spreadsheet that is password protected, that has your usernames and passwords in it, or we could also help you out with a password management system other than your browser, something that requires you to type a password to get into it, and that you would actually be able to then it would actually manage passwords. It would create secure passwords and even, you know, change your passwords on a you know, periodic basis. Some websites require you to change your password. It's important for you to protect and realize that you need to protect your system. You need to make sure that you are protecting everything that's out there. So you know, these are some things that we just want to you know, go over and explain to you and really help train you so that you can not fall for these scams, because, you know, if we can help you prevent these types of scams and, you know, prevent something from happening to you or your business or your ministry, that's great. And if
we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is What the Bible Has to Say About the Don't Say Gay Bill, Part 3. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Prior to Jesus' ministry, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. After he fasted and prayed 40 days and nights, Jesus left his temptation filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter said that the gift of the Holy Spirit is available to those he spoke to, their children, and all who were far off. This means that you too can cry out to God to be saved and ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit.
cry out to him today.